President Trump's announcement that he and the First Lady have tested positive for the coronavirus sent global markets downward and drew compassion from world leaders. But as NPR's Rob Schmitz reports, not everyone was sympathetic.
Global markets closed somewhat lower as the news spread overnight, U.S. time, that the president of the world's biggest economy had tested positive for the virus. Japan's Nikkei index fell nearly 0.7%, and Germany's DAX composite fell 0.75% on the news. At a summit in Brussels, EU leaders reacted swiftly to the news, with German Chancellor Angela Merkel's spokesperson wishing the Trumps a speedy recovery, and European Council President Charles Michel tweeting that COVID-19 is a battle we all wage every day, no matter where we live. In the UK, Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who was diagnosed with COVID-19 in March, wished the Trumps well.
Obviously, I think we all want to send our best wishes to the President and the First Lady, and I've done that this morning, as you can imagine. And I'm sure that they'll both stage a very strong recovery.
But other European politicians, critical of President Trump's lax approach to the virus in the U.S., weren't as generous with their comments. French government spokesman Gabriel Attal said Trump's positive test is proof that the virus spares no one, including those who are the most skeptical about its reality and its gravity. Other politicians went further, seizing the opportunity to criticize and even mock Trump. European parliamentarian and former foreign minister of Poland, Radoslaw Sikorski, tweeted, "Mr. President, I suggest you do not try to treat yourself with bleach," referring to Trump's query earlier in the year about injecting bleach to treat the virus. Global media was similarly critical.
Melania nun also auch positiv.
Media outlets like Germany's ARD led their newscasts with the news, with German newspaper Der Spiegel leading with the headline, "The American Patient." In China, the editor of the Global Times, one of the country's largest tabloids, wrote that the president and first lady are paying the price for his gamble to downplay the pandemic, adding that this news shows how severe the pandemic really is in the U.S. Back in Germany, one of the top trending terms on Twitter is Schadenfreude, the German word for feeling pleasure from another's suffering. Germany and much of the EU is still reeling from billions of dollars worth of tariffs President Trump has imposed on a range of European products. And there are still hard feelings over President Trump's decision to withdraw the U.S. from the Paris Climate Accord and from the World Health Organization, whose director Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus wished both President Trump and the First Lady a full and swift recovery. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.